For more than 5 years, the authority has been working at meeting a consent order with EPA to stop popping overflow valves and pumping a mix of rain or snowmelt and sewage into creeks and rivers. The bill so far is around $176 million, and another $250 million is on the horizon. That's for everything from smart sewers to building green roads with less blacktop and more grass. Authority GM Olawole McFoy says that stormwater isn't just water.
Sanitary that makes its way to the treatment facility, and then you have storm that just goes directly out into the waterways. But we know that the stormwater is picking up everything on the ground, from the oils, and the goose droppings and everything else that kind of goes along with it. And it's carrying all of those materials right into our waterways, and that's no good.
One way to cut down the flow is to keep water out. That's called I&I, or infiltration and inflow. That's stopping downspouts from flowing into the sewers and keeping water from flowing in from the rock and soil around the underground pipes. There are also those rain barrels, so that water coming through the downspout can go into the barrel and be used later for watering the lawn or plants. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.